On University at Albany Week, how did ancient civilizations handle extensive droughts? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marilyn Masson, professor of anthropology, says finding out could be key for the future in a warming world.
As humans grapple with a future of increased uncertainty due to climate change, it's worth looking back to see how ancient civilizations handled such challenges. The city of Mayapan is one such case, the last regional political capital of northern Maya civilization. It collapsed violently around AD 1448, following a battle and massacre of ruling elites, only 60 or so years before Spanish contact. Our international team of archaeologists and paleoclimatologists has determined that the city's history of violence started a century earlier in the context of a prolonged drought on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. We analyzed ancient lake core geochemistry and stalagmite stable oxygen isotope records to reconstruct annual rainfall data, revealing dire droughts in the region after AD 1340. These droughts were coeval with the timing of population loss and three mass graves at the city. Each mass grave reveals evidence of brutal massacres near public buildings at Mayapan. The 14th century droughts would have impaired food production, causing famine and setting the stage for unrest. These hardships were used opportunistically by a rival governing faction to foment discontent and rebellion against city leaders, sparking a century of decline for Mayapan. As for elsewhere in world history, this case illustrates how hardship can become politicized in the worst kind of way, sowing division and inciting aggression.
And that was Marilyn Masson of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.